Thank you for calling Capital Mechanical Appliance.
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, I wish I had good news. But
I know.
Not only did I have a person bounce a check on me, I had a chargeback.
Oh, no. So what does that mean?
Back
more bank fees?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, no.
So it's throwing my whole account all lopsided. So hang in there until the end of the week, and I'll get with you, okay?
Yeah, I know last week when we spoke, you said you thought it was going to be squared away by now. I'm sorry that it's taking longer. That's horrible.
No. And then all of a sudden, I woke up yesterday morning, and it was negative more. I was like, what's going on with the account? I got with accounting over there, House Call Pro, because, you know, all my credit card transactions, and they do all my checks and all that from the customers.
Yeah.
And someone had done a chargeback. Without my knowledge.
Those are the worst.
So, and I haven't even got, I haven't even got a text with them today. I've left numerous messages and I'm sitting here going, what the frick, man? I've been doing business for over almost 30 years. I've never had something back to back like this. You know, you always have, you know, one, maybe two a year, but then they normally get cleared up real quick. You know, it could have been
I
a fault where they got something drafted out of their account or something.
Yeah. I think you'll win that chargeback. It's going to take time, but I think you'll win it because the banks are supposed to direct consumers that if you have a problem with a business, to try to rectify it with the business first, and then if you can't solve it, they can file a chargeback. But to go straight and supersede talking to you.
Not anymore.
And now,
that's changed. That's completely changed. It used to be something like that where the banks, you know, they would say, go ahead and try to get with the client. And, they went against us now. They take the customer, they take the customer staying first, and then we got to dispute it. And it takes about a month to dispute it. And then even if they do go back and they say they dispute it, it's up to their discretion if they believe the customer or not.
Wow, I didn't know that.
True.
So things have changed, huh?
Yep. Things have changed.
No.
Yeah, they're more, like I said, it's these credit card companies. That's why I don't like taking credit cards for one. But, you know, what are you to do when you're, you know, sitting here and people have debit cards or they got a credit card instead of cash, or you can't trust them to take a check anymore because then it bounces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't even take checks anymore. We used to take the e-checks, but because the checks, they'll always process right away and they look like they're good and you don't find out for like 10 days if they're bad, you know, and then by then it's like we've already done a lot of work for the client, you know, so we don't take checks anymore either. So, yeah, same reason as you. So, I'm sorry to hear that, but no worries.
Yeah,
I'll hang tight and,
I'll get it squared up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get it squared up. All right, bye-bye now.
Okay, yeah, if anything, it's always nice to talk to you in the meantime.